I got to be honest, I've interviewed a lot of different people in my career, but I never thought that I would actually get to talk to one of the Beach Boys. And yet here is that opportunity today. Mike Love of the Beach Boys coming to Utah to be to play at the Deer Valley Music Festival with the Beach Boys on Friday and Saturday. It's a treat for me to just be able to talk to you, Mike. I appreciate you taking some time.
Well, thank you for having me, Andy. I mean, this is great to be able to get the word out about, you know, both Friday night and Saturday night with the orchestra up on that beautiful mountain setting. It's our honor to be there.
Well, and it'll be nice to be up where Park City is, because it's going to be like 104 degrees down in the Salt Lake Valley. So getting up at a little higher elevation around sunset will make probably for the perfect temperature.
It's going to be a beautiful night, I know. And it is. It's a beautiful setting. We've done it before with the orchestra, and it's been fantastic. And we've gotten friends from all the last 60 years or so that we've been coming to Salt Lake City. Do you know that we did a song called Salt Lake City on one of our albums back in the day?
I did. I was actually going to say, I know that Utah has always had a great love for the Beach Boys, and that there's the song Salt Lake City, but I've also, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard a rumor that Barbara Ann was about a girl from Utah?
I'm not sure about that, but I am sure that we wrote Fun, Fun, Fun on our way back out from doing a show the morning after doing a show at the Lagoon amusement park. We came up with the concept for Fun, Fun, Fun.
That is, I just love that that is the truth. And my dad told me he went to one of your shows at Lagoon. Now I'm wondering if it was that particular show that he saw, and then you guys wrote that song afterward. That would be amazing.
At one time, I think 63 and 64, we would open the season, come in the middle of the summer, and close the season too at the Lagoon. It was fantastic. We were friends with the Freeds, who owned the place, and the radio station in town. We were just playing the heck out of our records, and we had such great times there.
Do you remember a show? I have to ask you about this one. Legend has it that you guys did back-to-back shows at BYU, I want to say in the late 70s, because Brian Wilson lit up a cigarette, and as kind of a makeup for that, you guys did a show the next year. Is there any truth? Is that true?
Yeah, we've done BYU, and we've done a stadium on fire, and actually lit the mountain on fire for fire, you know, on the 4th of July. I think Steve Young was in attendance there, you know, very famous football player from BYU.
Oh, yeah. Well,
speaking of athletic relatives, I got to say that my nephew Kevin, who's now with Miami, was with Cleveland after he spent a couple of years at Minnesota Timberwolves in basketball. He was one complete whole entire year at UCLA before he went to the NBA. So, yeah, sports and music in our family, it's been great.
Well, it's a good combination. Well, another thing, Mike, that we talk about is I host a show called The Movie Show. And so I had a couple movie-related questions that I wanted to ask you, just kind of shoot off the cuff and just see what you think. So, first of all, what would you consider to be, of all the documentaries and things about the Beach Boys, which one do you personally consider to be the most accurate, or the one that you like the best?
There's one, you know, two-night situation on ABC years ago. I mean, John Stamos was involved in the production of it, and so that was about as close as anything has come to, you know, doing a documentary-style movie on the Beach Boys. But I don't think that the whole story has ever been told. It's you know, a lot of people want to get into the Charlie Manson association with my cousin Dennis, or my cousin Brian's drug use and all that kind of stuff. And so, but the true story about the Beach Boys is my cousin Brian and I got together and wrote some great songs together, which have lasted until this day, and people still love to hear them. And, you know, songs like California Girls and I Get Around and Fun, Fun, Fun and Help Me, Rhonda and Good Vibrations. And Kokomo was 22 years after Good Vibrations, it went to number one, 1988. Can you believe that?
I actually remember when that one hit number one.
That was in the movie Cocktail, you know, the soundtrack for Cocktail, the movie with Tom Cruise. And,
now, here's another question. Of all the movies that have used Beach Boys songs, which is the one when you watch it, you think, oh, that was perfect?
Probably 50 First Dates. Wouldn't it be nice, you know? And, lead actor was singing, wouldn't it be nice, like cruising along on a boat. So that's pretty nice. But, gee, we've had, so many great things, like Jackie Chan and a couple of his movies. They were talking about California Girls, and they played California Girls in a couple of their movies. And then Shampoo had Wouldn't It Be Nice in it way back in the 60s with Warren Beatty. And just so many great movies. Good Morning Vietnam, Robin Williams, mentioned a couple of our songs. And American Graffiti had All Summer Long, one of our songs. And so we've been very fortunate to have our music placed in many a soundtrack.
I will say the first time I ever heard the song When I Grow Up to Be a Man was in Look Who's Talking.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Anyway, we've been very blessed to have many of our songs included in soundtracks, and I think it's kind of immortalized those songs and helped, keep the Beach Boys alive in the minds and hearts of people.
I was interested to see when I was watching part of the Beatles documentary, something I hadn't realized, although I'm sure you guys knew this, but how much they talked about how they kept an eye on the Beach Boys and the influence that you had on them, which I thought, different styles of music. I didn't realize groups kept an eye on each other like that back then. And I thought that was really neat to see.
Yeah, we were competitors, that's for sure. I mean, they would do, they did Revolver or something. We did Sgt. Pepper, and then they got it together and did the Magical Mystery Tour kind of stuff, So it was really a great competition, but it wasn't negative. It was mutual appreciation, honestly.
Well, sometimes the best stuff comes from somebody pushing you to be better. I mean, I think of, since we were talking sports and basketball in particular, how Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, it was their rivalry with each other, which wasn't a hated rivalry. It was, if he's this good, I've got to be that good or better. And what it gave all of us who watched it was some sublime stuff.
That is true in music as well. I mean, I remember one time an opening act on our tour was Buffalo Springfield with Stephen Stills and Neil Young, being in that group. And they were amazing live. They're from Canada and everything. And I remember telling my cousin Dennis, man, we better do good tonight. These guys are really great. Let's do this, really do as well as we possibly can. So, yeah, that another group or another actor or something, another sports player is going to make you want to bring your best game.
I know that this is like probably an impossible question. What are some of, if you had to pick two of the songs you enjoy performing the most, or what are your two favorite Beach Boys songs? I know it's like picking kids, but everybody knows that you love all your kids equally. You just love some kids a little more equally than others, right?
Well, people ask me all the time, what is my favorite song? I said, well, I have to ask my accountant. That's a joke. Come on, it's a little corny joke. But Kokomo, which we mentioned earlier, by the way, I'm at the airport in Reno heading up to Salt Lake. So anyway, it's only an hour and a half, so I'll make it on time. No problem.
Oh, good.
Anyway, Kokomo is the biggest sing-along of all of our songs, and we have some big ones. Help Me Rhonda, everybody jumps in on the chorus and helps us out on that. And Fun, Fun, Fun's a big deal. And California Girls, wish they all could be California Girls. But I have to say, Good Vibrations, I'm probably most proud of in terms of the creativity of it at the time. In the 60s, it was avant-garde in the 60s, and I think it still is avant-garde. It's so unique, and my cousin did a brilliant job on the track, and I I came up with the Hans Up Good Vibrations. She gave me the excitations and wrote all the lyrics. So my cousin Carl sang the lead, and I came up on the chorus. So that's one of the most incredible and historic songs, I think, in rock music.
What do you think is the Beach Boys' most underappreciated song?
That's hard to say. We've got a lot of album cuts, you know, that weren't maybe big hits. But our ballads, like The Warmth of the Sun, which was created in the November of 1963, my cousin Brian and I wrote that, were awakened to the news that President Kennedy had been taken to the hospital the next morning. And so that is a beautiful ballad. And Surfer Girl is as well. And In My Room is a beauty. So I think maybe people know us for our more up-tempo songs, but some of those ballads are really, really pretty.
Okay. See, this is the kind of stuff I just eat this kind of stuff up. I love getting the insides of things like that. What would you say is your best memory of playing a concert in Utah? What comes to mind?
Well, I'll tell you, when we first played our first show, was behind a curtain in at the Lagoon, and we were nervous because we thought, oh my goodness, all these kids are, you know, LDS Mormons and stuff like that, and we had friends, and we actually played at some Mormon get-togethers, you know, for youth nights and stuff, so we were a little nervous. We thought the audience would be so conservative, but they were into it big time. When that curtain opened, we started the music. I mean, it was just like Southern California. And couldn't help but notice there was a lot of cute girls there. So we were immediately big fans of Salt Lake City.
So I'm guessing it's probably a little more difficult to get you guys to play ward activities again now.
Yeah, a little bit. But we'll be playing our most of our hits, I would say, Friday and Saturday. So, tonight and tomorrow?
Friday and
so
Saturday.
Come on out.
That would be outstanding. And I'm looking forward to seeing the coverage. I'm looking forward to hearing the great reports of everybody listening to hear the Beach Boys themselves in person up at Deer Valley for the Deer Valley Music Festival. Mike Love, I sure appreciate you taking some time to chat with me today. I really am.
Ah, well, I appreciate you getting the word out, and nice talking to you. And we got a little bit into it, didn't we? So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.